a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant. That's a G, yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Once again, we saw that if Paul Gallant just loses this bet, we would have the best radio show in Houston, because last night, Ronald Blanco proved that dad strength is the real thing. So if Paul just got three baby mamas, but our YouTube numbers would go through the roof.
But that means the Rockets would miss the playoffs.
That's true.
This is something that you want me to do. And it also means I would go in all of the debt.
That's also true.
I don't listen. Having one kid. What do you mean, John?
Well, because if your performance goes up,
yeah.
Boom. We're the number one station in America.
Yeah, we'll be raking it in. I mean, look at Ronald Blanco. Has a kid with his family all day. 10 strikeouts. Makes
now he's
the rotation.
Jalen Green.
That strength.
Jalen Green now going to get a max contract. Was going to have to play for the Pistons or something.
Look, Paul, when I had a kid, I went from making $12 an hour, being a miserable human being, to coming here and almost doubling and more than doubling my pay.
Almost doubling, you said.
It's more than
doubling. He said almost doubling.
It's more than doubling.
The man cannot do math.
That is true. We learned that today. Okay.
Yeah, it's double.
Double of 12 is $24 an hour.
I'm sorry. I would be such a horrible father.
No, you'll
be
fine.
I forget to feed my cat regularly, you know?
Well, sometimes the kids just don't eat.
And the good news is if you're having three baby mamas, you're not going to be spending time with a lot of them.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to be spending money with alimony checks on all of them.
Why can't they just be friends?
What? Is this going to be Big Love with Bill Paxton?
I mean, I think that's
the show about the Mormons that all live in a block. It's three houses next to each other with his wives, and they're all just hanging out.
Just get one set of apartments, all the kind of.
Yeah, I can afford that. That sounds like a great idea.
I think that's actually what the Mormons do.
Just get a sugar mama. Make one of them a sugar mama, and you're fine.
If you're going to have tons of kids, you better be one. A successful celebrity, Nick Cannon, or a successful athlete, whether it's Antonio Cromartie, Travis Henry,
Philip Rivers.
Adrian Peterson. Philip Rivers had them all with one significant other, though.
Yes, but he still has like 11.
I mean, if you're gonna go and spread the proverbial oats, you better have money. Otherwise, those kids are not going to have good childhoods, and I, in good conscience, cannot do that. So this bet addendum that you guys have tried to add in to shame me into doing, say the Rockets don't make the playoffs.
You know what? Fine.
I find it to be, honestly, Joe, as somebody who grew up in high school, I was living thousands of miles away from my dad. Yeah, I'm going to guilt trip you now. I don't want any other kid to feel that way.
Okay, fair. So let's alter the bet. You have to be just like Jalen Green and have three kids if they don't make the playoffs, which means you have to get two more cats.
At some point in life. Oh, two more cats. I don't hate that as much. Yeah, but I don't want. I
rescue
don't want,
some like 13-year-olds. No,
but no, I don't want people to.
That'll really ruin your sex life.
Well, I mean, some people like cats. Some women like cats.
Paul, if a girl comes to your house and she goes, oh, you have three cats?
Hey, I'm seeing this guy. He's got three cats.
So. Yeah, one cat's
the
fine.
The one cat already doesn't help me out.
Like, yeah, if you go to three.
Which is so dumb. I don't get it. Cats are such an easier pet to take care of. And so many people have terrible dogs. And I go, oh, the dog, oh, my pupper. Oh. The thing's like humping people's leg. He never does that. Bites a toddler. Oh, he never does that.
So, Ronald Blanco's in the rotation. But yeah, he was with his wife all day yesterday. She had a baby, so congratulations. Then he came out and he dominated the Space Cowboys. Got the Astros back
to
500.
Yeah, like J.P. Francis throwing at Jose Altuve's head.
He tried Ronald to kill
Blanco
him.
Going out there with 10 strikeouts against the Sugarland Space Cowboys, which we could have used that the night before, by the way, when the Astros lost the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Do you think Joe Espada actually made his decision on who's going to make the rotation?
Like in that moment?
No, but when J.P. France threw high and tight at Altuve?
Like, this dude's got to
honestly,
go.
I'd want him on the rotation if he did that. No, that's a guy who competes. Yeah. Iron sharpens iron. I like that. France,
don't
obviously
do it to Altuve. That's my thing.
He's just practicing for when he throws at Aaron Judge's head.
The thing that would be at his like kneecap.
I know.
I would love it.
As I said that, I was like, Aaron's much taller than Jose Altuve.
I would love an Astros Yankees brawl tomorrow, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
game one, let's just go
to bring it back. France, you could tell, felt horrible about it, and obviously the World Baseball Classic last year. Who was it? Wasn't it an Astro that
Luis Garcia didn't hit him, but no, wait, Luis Garcia was on Venezuela. Who was it? Oh, I forgot who it was.
Hector Neris?
No, it was Rando. He was
okay. It wasn't an Astro. No, I remember
he pitched for the Rockies. I think it was.
Oh yeah, it was Daniel Bard.
Yep,
it was on Team USA.
He had zero control.
He was walking everywhere. It was brutal.
Right. So that's why you're concerned when it's up and in on Altuve.
Yeah, but Blanco's in the rotation. He's looked really good this spring, so I don't know.
He was good last year as far as the many next men up for the Astros last year. He was very good. And that's, I think, the real question I have about this coming season, because they're going to have to do a lot of next men up. It felt at times like it was like, what the hell's going on? They are incredibly lucky as far as the guys who are stepping in and doing well. J.P. French and Ronel Blanco are two perfect examples of that. Mm-hmm. But, you could also point at Mauricio Dubon the first month of the year. Is that likely to continue? There's a part of me that thinks, yes, maybe that's just part of being on this team, that the people that are in the clubhouse feel confident that they're going to be able to step in there and continue what the guys ahead of them on the depth chart are doing. But there's another part of me that almost feels like, okay, at a certain point, you know, baseball evens itself out. The baseball gods say, okay, you've had a little bit too much favor with these guys who are not everyday players. That is not something that should happen. Credit to the Astros coaching staff if these guys who are going to have to step in, specifically the pitchers, and continue to do what they were doing last year. I mean, hell yeah. Joe Espada, manager of the year already. He won't get it because he's an Astro and no one on the Astros can win anything, but I like this.
I feel much better about Blanco having a good year and being a staple part of this team than I do to J.P. France. J.P. France's stuff just never, when you watch it, never screams like nasty or elite or... He doesn't even have like those moments.
He does have a cool glove though. You see the glove?
He does.
The glove has his sunglasses his prescription eyeglasses and his mustache on it. Like it's like stitched into the webbing. I love it.
Yeah, it is very cool. I enjoy that.
It's actually cool. I wish there were more customized gloves out there.
Those things are expensive. I remember getting like custom gloves when you're growing up and they're pricey.
I still have mine. Big old outfielder glove.
I bought a new glove. I think, or I guess my dad got me a glove when my son was born.
So you're gonna have a catch with your son.
So I can have a catch with my son.
How many years do you have to wait till you can have a catch with your son? Well,
we play catch every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's three.
He's three. Can you play catch at three?
He doesn't have a glove, but you guys remember those these cylinder circle things with velcro. It's Velcro.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We play with those every day.
That's okay. Good. That's start them young.
Exactly. It's like try not to hit him in the face. You know, and accidentally hurt him a little bit too much. The other day, I spanked him because he got in trouble.
Uh-oh.
He went straight to my wife, and he goes, "Daddy hit me." And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a good thing he doesn't have social media.
Yeah.
It's good thing, maybe.
Yeah.
He might learn to call the child protective services.
It was not great.
Hey, we had someone...
The way he said it, I was like, oh, that sounds way worse than it was.
We had someone's words get taken out of context last week on the station. It would be a real shame if this clip made its way.
Yeah, it'd be a real shame if Turkey came after me right now in that moment.
I don't think they care about those.
Yeah, I think Turkey, let's be honest. What do you think? How do you think Turkey handles these situations?
Careful.
Well, I'm just asking the question. How do you think they handle these situations?
I don't know enough about Turkey. Probably a lot worse. Or their culture to speak on their parenting techniques.
Good answer, Sean.
But I think different people might have an issue with what Joe just confessed to doing.
Soft, okay, if you
corporal punishment.
You're super soft if you have an issue.
See, Joe is a Southern man. He is not from Chicago. I didn't use
a belt.
He read the Adrian Peterson book on parenting.
Adrian Peterson, he's provided for his kids, so come on.
It's true. Parker Mashinsky made the opening day roster, according to Chandler Rome.
He did.
How do you feel about that? I don't.
He's got a cool last name.
He's not very good.
Someone's got to make their roster.
Someone's got to make
it. There's got to be, 12, 13 pitchers?
Yeah. And just a reminder, they won't have Brian Abreu the first you know, two games. So we'll see how that goes. When do you expect Justin Verlander to be back this year? So he threw less than 30 pitches. He wants to get to 85 he comes back.
You read these articles, and the pitchers always just say the weirdest stuff about like how where they're at in their recovery. But yeah. I think they need him back by June.
That would be bombed if we don't get him back till June. But 85 pitches, that's because
if he's at 30 right now, I don't know what the ramp up period is, but I'd assume the next time you throw, you what? It's like 10 more times, then you go 5 days, 10 more pitches, then 5 more days, 10 more pitches. I don't know what the ramp up process is, but this sounds like a month away.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's always tricky because they're like, yeah, I'm feeling good. Okay, then get back out there. Well, not that good.
I think best case scenario, he's got two starts where he goes to 50 and then he goes to 85, and that's a big jump. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe best case is he misses two starts. So he's back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean what's the actual date that he's available? It's like April 15th or something, or I guess it would be April like 12th.
Yeah,
that one it's probably going to be a week or two after that on the sunny side of things.
Yeah, so first week of May, the latest.
And we don't know if he wants to come and do some of the ramping up during the season, where maybe that first start he's only available to pitch X amount of pitches. And so he only goes 4 innings in his first start.
That's very true. He could do one start in Sugar Land or in Round Rock or in Corpus Christi and then just come up to the Astros and just pitch less.
Yeah, which I wouldn't. I'd be like, do your rehab starts in AAA?
Yeah, like he'll be back at some point. But it's none of it's a red flag or anything like that. I was hopeful as well that he was going to miss one start. But it's so hard. It's impossible to know because every rehab goes so different, and some of them go on a much faster pace. And Justin Verlander said that at his age, it's not going to go as fast as it would have in years past. So take your time.
Again, he's at the age that Roger Clemens was when he just started doing half seasons. They are the same age. So it's not unprecedented that guys take a little bit longer to get ready.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, with Justin Verlander, he'll be back at some point. We need to do our next semifinal match.
Okay. So we're doing a bracket. Who's going to have the best Astros hitting season?
Yes.
We went 1 through 8. And in the last matchup, our 4 seed, Alex Bregman, advanced, beating the 1 seed, Yordan Alvarez. So now we got 2 left.
So Jose Altuve versus Kyle Tucker. Better season in 2024.
This one is tricky.
Regular season.
trying to
poo-poo Paul a little bit here.
Oh, I was going to be on the same page, dude.
Okay, well, we haven't discussed this
for
6 rounds.
No, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Playoff baseball, small sample sizes, you know, whatever.
Altuve just had one of the best years of his career in not 162 games, obviously, but if you were to take what he did in however many games he did, which is, I think, 90-something?
Mm-hmm. It was 90.
90, okay. I mean, we're talking about arguably, like, the best year since 2017. And, honestly, from that 4-year stretch from 14 through 17. So, he's the best second baseman in baseball.
Fact.
At least as far as hitters go. Fielding, yeah. It's a little bit to be desired these days. Base running, especially, too.
Are we bringing fielding into this?
I think... No,
well, I mean, with Tucker.
Kyle Tucker won a gold glove in 2022.
Tucker as a fielder. But we are talking about the hitting perspective. It seems like it's more likely that Tucker has the better year just because Jose Altuve is in his mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And there is, in the back of my mind, as someone who used to watch the Red Sox, just remembering Dustin Pedroia, who, as a hitter, was very similar. Small guy, but a lot of power. There is a part of me that wonders if the wheels fall off or Altuve earlier than later. But I feel like I'd be sacrilegious in picking Kyle Tucker to beat Altuve, even though there is a world where I could see Kyle Tucker having a better statistical season.
Statistically, some of the categories, because Tucker's going to bat third or fourth, he's going to have more RBIs than Jose Altuve. Probably more stolen bases. And Joe Espada said this team's going to be more aggressive this year on the base pass, and I would hope that's everyone but Jose Altuve.
Altuve's a terrible base runner.
But he's got some bags in spring training, so they have included him in that.
I mean, he led the American League amazingly in 14 and 15 in stolen bases.
Yeah.
People forget about that, but it's like
somehow he forgot how to run the bases, guys.
Yeah, 2018, there's a pretty hard line of demarcation of when he stopped stealing base.
Yeah.
He became a made man.
Basically.
I'm going to say collectively, even though the stats will in some ways listen or be bigger for Tucker, Jose Altuve will have the better year still than Kyle Tucker this year. So I'm going Altuve. Is that you said too?
I said Altuve, yes.
Okay, so Altuve advances. So our final one, our final matchup, which we'll do in about 30 minutes, will be Alex Bregman versus Jose Altuve, who will have the better year in 2024. How are we feeling about tonight? SGA is out for the Thunder. How hyped are you? Plus, Warriors watch continues. We'll do that next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah. You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Reminder, tomorrow we will be broadcasting live from the Decoy, so when they open at 2 o'clock, come hang out with us. The Killer Bees will be there till 6 to watch Astros opening day. They have $10 Scheinerbach 100-ounce towers, $2 Mexican candy shots. It's a great spot to watch games like playing volleyball. Paul might take his shirt off and play volleyball for you tomorrow. We'll see how many Mexican
tomorrow's
candy shots.
Tomorrow's going to be tricky because, again, I want to run to opening day downtown right afterwards. But, yeah, I will. How about this? We split a beer tower.
Okay.
We got to take that bad boy down in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yep.
And we do a Mexican candy shot. The tail end.
Can't wait. I'm probably gonna stay and watch the Astros game with the Killer Bees. So if you guys want to come out,
there you go.
Join us at the Decoy, watch the Astros opener.
Some tourney action later in the evening,
yeah,
too.
I forgot the tourney even starts tomorrow. Forgot that it's back.
I know. Well, Friday, our beloved Cougs.
And like 8:30 at night or whatever they'll start.
I know. What the hell, man?
It's gonna be so late.
Yeah.
I feel like an old man right now saying that even. But it's gonna be late.
You guys are.
Shut up.
Stay up whenever.
Oh, I'm Sean. I can't even drink yet.
That's why I'm not at the Decoy.
Yeah.
That's right. 21 and up. In. Decoy is 21 and up. That's why Sean can't come with us. Yeah. He's not allowed in. Also, our question of the day, what is the biggest obstacle stopping the Astros from winning the World Series in 2024?
Themselves.
3999. Biggest obstacles for the Astros. 1, Minute Maid's batter's eye. 2, the Valdez yips. They are important.
Yeah.
So the Rockets tonight play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is not going to play.
Huzzah!
Which is a good thing.
I like it when players miss games, but at the same time, I also wish that we were getting a true feel for what the Rockets are doing. And you can't quite get that true feel for what the Rockets are doing if SGA is not playing for OKC.
You can't, but
it's disappointing from that perspective.
You're a game back of the Warriors.
Yes, I will say. What's more important is just get these wins, baby.
Yeah.
Just get these wins. You'll get tested in April. You're going to play plenty of playoff teams in April.
Yeah. I know, but I still would prefer.
They are a measuring stick, especially Oklahoma City.
This can't be a measuring stick game if SGA is not in there.
It can't be.
No, it can't.
I'm saying that they normally are.
Right.
They're a team. Okay. Because of just the way the drafts have gone, where it feels like they're always kind of near each other the last couple of drafts in these rebuilds, that they're someone that the Rockets, that you look at them and the Pistons, funny enough. You look at them and the Pistons.
Better than the Pistons, at least.
Better than, raise the banner. And that's how you kind of judge, like, where this Rockets rebuild is going. And so we won't get a look at that, but again, their April schedule, it's like I'm fine with catching a break on this one.
How far away are they, in your estimation, from OKC? Obviously, OKC has in SGA a top 10 bare minimum player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, in Chet Holmgren, one of the best rookies in the league and young players in the league. So that's almost having two on the Houston Rockets. Is there anything that the Rockets have on OKC, just overall totality of talent? Are there more good players on the Rockets if you add in Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith, Jalen Green plus Brooks, Fred VanVleet,
I still like the Rockets' young core.
Eason healthy, Şengün healthy.
Yeah, I like the Rockets' young core as much as I like the Thunder removing SGA from the equation. If they don't have SGA... Yeah,
because SGA was drafted in 2018, so exactly. He's not really... Like, he's still young, but he's not part of the young core. I mean, shoot, he played a year on OKC in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit different than, you know, the Rockets don't have guy like that.
And he's on the Thunder because...
The Paul George.
Paul George trade. Yes. So it... And there was that Doc Rivers. Was it Doc Rivers who said he tried to tell Kawhi Leonard?
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it, guys. Yeah.
Garbage. That's nonsense. Doc Rivers was not saying. That's like when Greg Popovich.
I don't know. Wait, what are you guys talking about? I need.
Oh, Doc Rivers did an interview during the All-Star break.
This year, while he's been a coach.
In which he claims he told Kawhi Leonard it would be a mistake to trade Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Paul George. Because they let Kawhi Leonard make the trade, apparently.
Also,
what?
There's no way that, like, they were just like, Kawhi, whatever it takes to get you on this team. Oh, you want to trade all of our picks and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Paul George? Sounds good.
Yeah.
Literally, no one has regretted the trade until this year.
And even then, do you regret that trade if you're the Clippers?
No, because it's just a different timelines thing. Like, the Clippers' failures weren't because they didn't have Shai Gilgeous. They had Paul George instead of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on their team.
Yeah,
that's not why they failed.
I like the Rockets' young core, and if you could take SGA out of the equation, it's on par with what they have. You know, Chet versus Jabari, I don't think is that different. Honestly, still, Şengün is a very talented player. In which what you use the Thunder draft pick, or you traded with the Thunder so you could acquire Şengün.
Yeah.
The Thunder's core is better. It's more developed, but they've also sucked for longer, and that's part of it.
They had a better 2021 draft.
Yeah.
They drafted Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, and the Thunder drafted Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Boom. Fact. Roasted.
Got him.
I mean, honestly, even
forgot
like
about
all, the,
Josh Giddey.
All the Josh Giddey stuff aside, like
it's hard to put that to the side.
No, but I'm just saying, like on the court stuff.
Yeah.
Like Josh Giddey is not.
He's not good.
He's not that good.
Okay.
Like he's a guy who gets played off the court the first time they play in a playoff series.
Yeah, they are the core players for the Rockets. I'm good with. Now the Thunder play better clearly as a basketball team, and it's not just because of SGA. They figured out how to play better basketball as a group. Where the Rockets, you're seeing Jabari, Şengün, Jalen Green.
Yeah, there's
these peaks where they're not all doing it at once.
And part of that is this is year one of Ime Udoka after 2 years for all the young guys, except for Jayshon Tate. Mm-hmm. 2 years of Stephen Silas. Jayshon Tate had 3 years of Stephen Silas. Pray for him.
Overcame it on Monday. Big game for him.
I think it's Mark Daigneault. I always forget if it's Mark or Mike.
It's Daigneault. Mark. Yeah,
Mark Daigneault. He's been the Thunder coach for a few years now, so there is some more continuity of the system. They obviously have a way to play that's like very. Top down, that's how they want to play. They want to play with a big man who can shoot to really open up the driving lanes for everyone. Huh, what does that sound like? And so that's why Shai is able to do the things that he can do is because there's typically no one standing in the paint for OKC. And that just comes from years and years of building the team with this vision in mind, where the Rockets, because they hired Stephen Silas, because they wanted someone to get the most out of James Harden and Russell Westbrook for like
you mean kiss their ass the most
for the 2 months that they worked together. their plan has not been able to be as top down organizational.
That makes total sense. Another follow up question on this front. This is, I guess, more OKC related because again, I think as you said, Sean, this is who you're comparing yourself to. Obviously, with SGA being the difference. Are the Thunder a legit title contender with SGA healthy, or is everyone in the West compared to Denver a complete afterthought? Because it does feel like this is Denver's to lose yet again. I mean, they've killed the Celtics. Like the times I've watched Denver play Boston, I'm like, oh my God. Because this is the best Boston team they've had.
I think it's so hard to answer that because you have the Thunder and you have the Timberwolves. Who are led by two young emerging superstars. And like SGA and Anthony Edwards are awesome.
Right. And the difference with the Timberwolves is I just do not take Karl Anthony Towns seriously.
Yeah, and they've been just fine without him. And I mean they've turned Rudy Gobert around surprisingly,
he's not hated by his the whole NBA anymore. Or at least not his teammates anymore.
So there's those two teams are a threat, but they still seem farther away. I would still think there's a like the Pelicans, the Clippers, the Mavs, the Suns.
Oh yeah, those guys.
But they have so much talent. I could very easily see the Nuggets not winning the championship, but it's hard not to think that, or at least getting to the finals, it's hard not to view the Nuggets as a team that's just going to run through everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the Nuggets should be the favorites. They're going to be the favorites in every series, at least in the West that they play. We'll see if they play Boston in the finals. Maybe they're not favored in that.
I would pick Denver over Boston.
Yeah, but as far as OKC, I guess it depends what you call like a legit title contender. Like OKC should make the Western Conference Finals. They should do it. Wow. And so, does that make you a title contender? Even though, while I'm saying you should make the Western Conference Finals, I do not think that there's a world specifically because of who Denver's center is versus who your center mm-hmm. is. I don't see how exactly you stop Denver with twig man Chet Holmgren at center. Like, that's who you're depending on to stop Nikola Jokic. That seems like a tough sell to me.
Yeah.
And you mix in a lot of the this is your first time in the playoff stuff, which I imagine will kind of rear its head in the early
just boob moments by some young players.
It'll rear its head in the early, maybe in the first round if they do get like Phoenix or LA in that first round matchup, two veteran teams.
Sorry, I could see the Thunder losing. It wouldn't stun me if they lost in the first round.
I'd be surprised if they lost in the first round.
Just because the veterans and the talent. I mean, you might be playing a team with with Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. Like,
yeah, something's still up with them, though.
I know.
Why are they the seventh, or why are they the eighth seed in the West, then? You know?
Right. I know.
Something's up with all these teams. Like, it's name brand more than it's actual quality
is,
product.
They're
all Boeing right now, right? Like, minus, you know, having disappeared.
I don't know. Has anyone seen the Jordan Clarkson dunk on LeBron? No.
I have not.
No, but the Suns, they also are one of the worst fourth quarter teams in like NBA in the last like 10 years of the NBA.
That's amazing when you have Durant and Booker.
Especially when, Joe, your selling point is, well, they're a bunch of veterans that know how to play.
I know.
It's like, but they constantly get their ass kicked every night in the fourth quarter. Yeah. So maybe a Denver – or not Denver, a Dallas matchup with OKC. Because they're probably the more serious of the teams that I could see being in the play-in games.
Because they just don't play defense.
Yeah, and you're
– But how are you going to stop? I mean,
going shot for shot with Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah. That is pretty scary. Like, they can have just like a stupid night, both of them, and you're going
to
lose both of them.
If they pretend to play defense for one series.
Some of the best defensive players in the NBA at this point – are the guys who just try. Like, that's why Curry doesn't get crushed for his defense, because he, on most nights, shows some kind of effort versus James Harden and Luka and Kyrie. I mean,
Damian Lillard.
Kyrie tries a little bit.
Yeah, Luka, and Luka is the most zero effort guy I've
ever seen.
Does make
Slovenia look soft as a country.
Yeah, that's fair.
Does.
You said that.
That's Paul Gallant, Slovenians.
Play some defense.
Boston Celtics are the betting favorite right now, +200 to win the championship. The Nuggets are second, +290. And then
what are the Rockets?
The Rockets are +75,000.
Ride it, baby!
Put a dollar on that.
But then the next
five minimum.
of the next three teams, the Clippers, the Bucks, and then the Thunder are the next three teams. So it's
sleeping on our Rockets.
And they're sleeping on the Rockets.
The Clippers getting that much respect is kind of
They went 20-5 over a 25 game stretch at one point this year, but now they're just kind of falling apart. So I think it's remnants of that.
I've been loving that.
I would say at this point,
it's getting annoying. Everyone's like, "Ooh, maybe we have to apologize to James Harden," and then he like doesn't make himself available.
Russell Westbrook's coming back.
Honestly, they need him back. That's the sad
thing. And that's why I don't take them too seriously to win the West, is because you just said the sentence, they need Russell Westbrook to come back. And they have Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden.
Yeah.
And they need Russell Westbrook.
After playing on a one-year, $2.5 million deal last year, former Houston Texan Jadeveon Clowney has a new home. He's going to play for the worst team in the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney, 2 years, max of $24 million for the Carolina Panthers.
I was going to say he's coming home.
He's coming home.
For the Texans, but he actually is coming home.
Coming home.
Yeah, he's going home.
Going back to Kakalaki.
Yeah, well, I think he's from South Carolina.
But yeah, it's all one Kakalaki.
I guess they are Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Carolina Panthers, is that stadium in North Carolina?
Charlotte.
Oh, okay. I honestly had no idea.
Yeah, but I think Charlotte, from what I understand, I think Charlotte's close to the South Carolina border.
Okay.
It's a border city.
What is the biggest obstacle stopping the Astros from getting to the World Series? Our final matchup of the hitters bracket, who will have the best year for the Astros in 2024, and some prop bets that I've made up for the show to discuss. That's next here on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. You're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Reminder to join us at the Decoy tomorrow. We'll be there from noon until 6. We'll open up at 2, so you guys can get in there and get ready to watch the Astros on opening day. Come out and enjoy some $2 Mexican candy shots, 100-ounce Shiner Bock Towers for $10. Paul and I are going to smash one of those in an hour. In my mind, I'm like, how much is 100 ounces? Because, you know, after today's show, no, I'm not so sure anymore.
It's 6 pints.
Should we each try to do one? Do our
it's
own?
6 pints.
Should we do our own 100-ounce tower? No, you have...
I'm driving.
To rush his way to downtown. Yeah.
No. I can stay for a little bit and let it
Mix
wear
it
off.
In water.
Yeah. Yeah, enjoy some water.
6 pints, because it's 32. What? 16 ounces? Shut up! 16 ounces in a pint.
Yep.
2 times 16 is 32.
Yep.
32 times 6 is 96. Excuse me, 32 times 3 is 96.
Yep.
16 times 6, also 96.
All right.
Math.
Our final matchup in our who have the best year hitters bracket, it's the OGs. It's Jose Altuve versus Alex Bregman. This is... I don't know where you guys are going to go with this, because I really didn't think Bregman was going to make it past Yordan. So I'm curious that what direction you want to head in this one. Are you going to go... Who has the better year, Jose Altuve or Alex Bregman?
I'm going all in with Bregman having the year of all years.
Okay. Alex Bregman, best year for the Houston Astros as a hitter, says Paul Gallant.
Swan song. We're talking batting 400. We're talking 65 home runs. We're talking 158 RBIs. It's all on the table.
The final countdown.
The greatest year of all time.
What if
ever.
He broke Barry Bonds' home run record?
That would be sick.
And then Jim Crane would have to give him $50 million.
You'd have to extend
it. He gets tested after every game.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Right? What if he set the record for the 8th most home runs in American League history and everyone makes a really big deal about it before every single baseball segment on ESPN with the added conversation about how the Astros cheated back in the day.
Remember when they broke into the Cougs game? They did that with Judge.
They
split screened a Cougs football game for Aaron Judge.
And they did like a Florida State Clemson one too.
It was so stupid.
He has the 7th most home runs in American League history. He's a New York Yankee.
I think it was like him just like chasing like 60. I don't even know if it was the record breaker.
Yeah, that was the 60 run.
But what it really was ESPN chasing 1998 when they mattered more.
They're telling
ESPN
you
Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
When baseball mattered.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally about to back out of their baseball contract and not have television on baseball and TV anymore after 2025. So
wait, that's really happening?
It got reported yesterday that by Andrew Martian that ESPN can opt out of their contract, their baseball contract, and that they're considering it.
Can you be the worldwide sports leader if you don't have baseball?
This is what they did to hockey. They made hockey more relevant because hockey was on ESPN. And then they said that we're not doing it anymore because they want more NFL. Well, they just signed a multi-billion-dollar contract with the college football playoff.
Yeah. I mean,
there's only so many billions to go around for these sports. And they probably want more. They have the Super Bowl now.
So I guess Fox.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get the Super Bowl.
They're getting the Super Bowl in a couple years on ABC.
Oh, it'll be on ABC. Okay.
Yeah. So
I was like, it's going to be on ESPN. What are we doing here?
The McAfee broadcast will probably be on ESPN. I'll call my shot on that one.
Oh, no, the Manning cast, too.
Yeah, you have the Manning cast, the McAfee cast, just Troy and Buck, Troy and Joe, like, doing the Super Bowl. So you say Bregman.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I would have picked Jordan Alvarez to win this whole thing, and not just because he's the one seed, but I think he's going to have a monster year. But Alex Bregman's going to have a big year, and I'm going to shove it in the Killer Bee's face that they told me that I don't know what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
By just saying that my gut says Alex Bregman's going to have a good year.
Wow.
They're
still bullying you.
Yeah, just wait until we get to these prop bets. Alex Bregman goes off this year, has a better year than Jose Altuve, and Jose Altuve still has a great year.
It's possible.
But it's not good. Yeah, this is a pro Alex
Bregman
argument.
What's wrong with Dusty's lineup?
Yep.
It's me, Jer Bear.
Since 2021, every single year, Jose Altuve's had a better OPS. Don't care.
Don't care.
All right.
Does it look like we care?
No. Hold on.
What the numbers nerds say?
I'm looking at Paul. No, it doesn't look like you care.
Alex Bregman, better year than Jose Altuve.
I know I started a sentence with OPS, so Paul does not care.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. I got some Astros prop bets here.
Hit me.
Number one, there, I have five of them. One is serious, four are less serious. Number one, days until Jeremy and Joel complain about Joe Espada's lineup.
Tomorrow.
So,
during tomorrow's show.
2:45.
On the air.
2:45 on your guys' show.
Yeah, he's going to call. They're coming to the side.
He better give me my what's wrong with Joe Espada's lineup tweet.
I think he will.
Jer-Bear.
The people want it.
Yeah, he'll have that tomorrow.
Better.
He might even give you a what's wrong with Joe Espada's opening day roster. One I would enjoy a little bit more. It's a little outside the box.
He's gonna do that.
So days until Jeremy and Joel complain about Joe
less
Espada's
than zero.
Lineup.
Yes.
You think it's less than zero?
I think they will be complaining about it. Yeah, in 24 hours. Chaz, this is when the tweet will go.
So if Chaz starts in left and Myers is in center and Yordan's your DH, I don't think they complain tomorrow.
I think if Myers is in the lineup, they should complain if they were about that life, but they're not.
Okay, so the over-under is a half a day, and you guys are taking...
Under.
The under.
Under.
Because by 2:43 tomorrow, the lineup will be out.
Yes.
All right, minutes into today's show on the Killer Bees, that Joel Blank says he hates that Parker Mashinsky is on the opening day roster, who is his least favorite player on the Astros.
Why is he his least favorite player?
He calls him Mashinsky because he does get mashed pretty often. Honestly, for Joel's defense, it's a very fair complaint. He's not very good. He pitched 9 innings in spring training, though, and gave up no runs.
Yeah, he's been working on it.
Look what he's been doing in the spring training. I don't know if Joel knows ball like we do, so I don't know. I'll set the
over-under at 33 and a half minutes.
Oh, I was going
to... You know what I'm... I think that Joel's starting to understand baseball like me. Mm-hmm. And that he understands that spring training numbers do matter. And I think it's going to be a couple of shows. So I have some faith in Joel, who's learning ball from baseball minds like myself.
You think he's going to wait until Mashinsky gets mashed? Until he complains.
Until he is mashed Shinsky. Because he is he is Mushinsky.
I think within the first 32 minutes of the show, Joel Blank says that he hates that Parker Mashinsky is on the opening day.
I'm also going under.
So we're thinking
I think
under.
They're going to lead with Astros.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lead with Astros. It'll come up. Jeremy will do a good job resetting and be like, also, Parker Mashinsky made the team. And then there's a comment by Joel. So I would have gone like under on like if he was said 9:25. Like...
Yeah. Times, you guys are going to have to help me with this. And we haven't heard from him yet, so maybe he doesn't know about the lineup change, even though it's a couple weeks in. Times that Tab will call in to brag about the Rangers.
Well, hopefully my friend Tab is still kicking.
Are we concerned that that's possible?
I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
In months.
Now, is Tab... Tab is not Total Dallas, correct, on the Twitch?
No.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
I don't know.
It wasn't the same person.
I miss Tab. I already miss him. He's the only tolerable Rangers fan. He's a good sport. He seems to be a nice fellow. So I hope that Tab calls in the first Astros-Rangers series. But obviously with, some shakeups here at the station, does he know that I still exist as well?
That's a good question.
He might call Dell's show. And then if so, I'll point him in the
right
direction.
He's like, hey, dude, you're calling the wrong show.
Oh, I just feel like...
Please give him a warm embrace.
Just tell the interns.
The
yeah.
If Tab calls, tell him call back.
Tell Deli better treat him with respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
So we're going to say like 2.5 calls this year because we're a little worried about Tab. 4.5?
Yeah, and I want him to call once. So I'm going to go over.
I want him to call tomorrow.
I do too, actually. I mean, he hasn't talked any trash yet.
I mean, they're going to raise.
We need a chip on our shoulder. Yeah, tomorrow's. Are they actually opening up at home, or are they opening?
Yeah,
up
Yeah, just
on the
remember
road?
For the next 3 days, Junior Bronco. We're all Cubs fans as they take open. Take
I never,
on the Rangers.
I still care for the Cubs.
Yeah,
who's
the
organization?
You want the Cubs to beat the
I don't
Rangers
want that
on ring
stink
night.
On me.
Just for 4 days.
No.
Who's the opening day starter for the Cubs?
Justin Steele, I think.
Wait, is it not Kerry Wood?
No, that was.
What about Mark Pryor?
He's on the IL.
He's on, Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor on the injured list. Yeah, Dusty Baker ruined their lives.
What about the other guy? The guy that the guy who was the pitcher.
The one who threw the no hitter against the Astros.
No,
Ryan
Dimster. No, the other guy on the Cubs. You know that
John
guy.
John Lester.
Greg Maddux.
That other guy. No,
Raleigh,
not that guy.
Raleigh Fingers.
No, not that guy. The
All
other
right,
guy.
Number four. Days until Chandler Rome triggers Astros Twitter for the first time in the regular season.
I don't know. This article about Bregman today
season.
Saying so that Bregman is...
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock is when it starts. So we're taking the offseason out of this. So starting tomorrow at 3 or looking, after the opening day lineup comes out.
I'm looking at their schedule to see if there's a rough stretch
it's
coming
the
up.
I'd say under 5 days. That he like sets off Twitter.
I don't get why everyone gets so mad about Chandler.
Because it's Princess Day, Minute Maid, and he made a joke about it, a bad joke on Twitter, and then everyone threw a temper tantrum.
That's
100% where the Astros Twitter hate goes to Chandler Rome.
Because
he made a weird comment about it apparently being Disney Princess Day at Minute Maid Park. And then ever since then, people have been.
What was the weird comment?
I don't know. It was just.
Was he talking about, like, what, was it, like, hottest Disney princesses or something like that?
No,
someone was like, they're actually all 15.
He was like, it's Disney Princess Day, and he made a comment. Yeah. I think it was just like...
You gotta give us more than
I
that,
I think he
though.
Said for those that care. Honestly, I think that's all it was, and then people started going after
What's
him.
Wrong with that?
Let me see if I can find
there's because I doubt he would have put out something that was, like, some of the stuff that we were discussing on the air.
100%. Yes.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, as my godson Richie says. Don't do that.
I'm trying to. How do you spell princess?
Like prince.
Jeez, Louise, Joe. This is just.
I can't believe we're doing a show with this.
I mean, Illinois. Clearly, Illinois. A budget deficit. Not going to the schools.
Yeah, it's clearly not.
It's going to Lori Lightfoot's hair gel.
So I'll set the over under five days for Astros Twitter to get triggered at Chandler Rome.
I just don't get it. Like, see, the reason you gave is not even a good reason. It's because the people think that he brings up stories in the clubhouse that, like, mean there's clubhouse issues. Like the Chaz McCormick versus Dusty thing. But,
okay,
I mean,
like, look at this
it was
tweet.
A logical explanation for Chaz not playing.
This tweet had 97,000 views. I regret to inform you that tonight is Star Wars night at Minute Maid Park. From last year.
He's trying to create engagement.
And the people are just freaking out on
him. Star Wars people are the most toxic fan base that there is. You think the Twitch is bad? Imagine if a bunch of Star Wars people got in there. These people are animals.
I don't think it was... Where are the comments? Are the comments being like, actually...
It's all just like, Chandler, you're the worst.
I don't even like Star Wars
anymore.
The first
two seasons of Mandalorian better.
I don't even like Star Wars anymore because Star Wars fans have ruined it for me.
Over-under... 6.5 playoff games won by the Astros this year.
Over.
8.5. Push it a little bit.
Over.
It's 11 to win the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
If
you don't play in the wild card. Yeah. They're going to win the division, though.
11-0 postseason. It's going to happen.
Sweet.
They got mad when I asked them about that. I think I asked Alex Bregman about that when the World Series opened in 22. Yeah. I was like, hey, so you guys have a chance for a perfect perfect playoffs. And I asked them all about it, and they're like... We're not thinking about that. And I was like, yeah, but no one's done it.
I'll take the over as well. Astros won the World Series this year.
11-0 postseason. Let's go.
Sean, you taking the over?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a Debbie Downer?
No, I'll take the over.
All right. Astros win the World Series this year. Official from the show.
Yes.
And Alex Bregman will have the best year as a hitter on the Astros. Tomorrow we'll go through the pitchers.
Yes. Everything's 162-0.
I gotta figure out that bracket, how we're gonna do the starters.
The pitchers, I feel like the pitchers is gonna get nasty.
Yeah,
it will
the
get
pitchers
nasty.
Is gonna be much more contentious than hitters was pretty obvious. Like the first round, there was not a single upset.
Because we have like dice roll, like, oh, did Framber Valdez get upset?
Yeah.
Uh oh. In this matchup on any given day, you never know what Mount Framber is gonna do.
All right, garbage time wraps up the show next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Garbage time.
So, I don't know if I should believe this post from Reddit. It's in the Bengals Reddit. Wife doesn't want me and won't let me dress up as Joe Burrow when we are intimate. Do you believe this is a real story?
Yes.
Or a pranker?
This is real.
Backstory. My wife and I have been together for 8 years, married for 4. Our sex life's always been good, but it's gotten stagnant. We've been in the process of trying to spice things up over the past few months. In the midst of it, she happened to buy me a Joe Burrow jersey. I took it as a hint. I already have blonde hair. So I slicked it back and shaved my beard, threw on the jersey and my full-size Bengals replica helmet, and got ready to go. I even asked her to call me Joe Burr. She hasn't talked to me in 3 days. How can I save my marriage? TLDR, wife backs out of Joe Burrow's sexual role play, now won't talk to me.
That's tough. I think this guy really misread the room.
Yeah, I don't think that buying your hubby a Joe Burrow jersey is something that you're doing because you want him to wear it all the time, especially in the bedroom. The replica helmet, the slick back hair, fact that you shave your beard and maybe your face is not the best face. Some people need beards.
If anything, wearing the helmet, like, I feel like that's a mark against him. Because yeah. I don't think if she was fantasizing about Joe Burrow, I'd imagine it wasn't with a helmet on.
Right. Probably, like, you may as well put a bag on your head if you put a helmet on.
Doesn't matter how your face looks. Thanks for saying you're blonde.
And some married couples are into that. So, I mean, some of them like to, do a little bagarooski.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, especially Lions fans, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The sadness is an aphrodisiac. Like, look at Joe punching down, but forgetting that the Lions made the NFC Championship.
I'm punching up currently, actually. Yes, this story seems super legit and real.
You think it's real? Okay.
Yeah, what an idiot.
I kind of like it.
You clearly don't know your people.
I know.
Your wife.
That's why I kind of don't believe it. I'm like, has this guy ever met this woman before?
I mean, how much of Reddit do you just believe in general?
Very little. Stuff like that seems like it was fake. It has to be. I just don't buy the idea that this person actually tried to do this seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, one last story. This is a garbage time. People saw a UFO in Houston. This was a couple days ago. They believed that it was non-human intelligence. Apparently, it was the SpaceX Falcon 9 booster doing a deorbit burn and coming in for a landing. Mm-hmm. Joe, do you believe in UFOs?
Aliens?
Yeah, the NHI.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Definitely real. Little among us.
Good. I'm going to have a lot of stories to tell you about over the years. For example, this story that MI6 has made public. British Special Forces in the 80s recovered a downed non-human craft in northern England. 20 to 30 Special Force operators were sent there. This vehicle was obviously non-human. It was also obvious that occupants fled the scene on foot. Do you believe this?
On foot?
Were they uninsured?
Probably.
Yeah, probably had to run.
Of course. Maybe. Uninsured. Alien motorists.
Maybe that's who hit your car.
Well, a lot of uninsured alien motorists.
All right. That'll do it for today's show. We'll be live at the Decoy tomorrow. 100-ounce, $10. 100 ounces for $10 a Shiner Bock. Mexican candy shots. So come out to the Decoy tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting there from noon till 6. Noon until 6. They open up at 2. So come watch Astros opening day with us tomorrow at the Decoy. The Killer Bees with Joel, Jeremy, and Brian are up next. Goodbye.
Peace!